Good morning, all. Coming at you with another little mini-cast here. I was wanting to touch base and talk about some things that maybe aren't spoken about a lot. And that's you know, we have a lot of people that game, a lot of people that stream. I just want to touch base on something that's kind of important. That's health, man. You know, since I started streaming, I will definitely tell you, I slacked on working out. I have stopped working out. It has become something that I don't really do as much. And in the 6 months I have streaming, I went from 215 to 250 pounds. That's a lot of weight. That's a lot of weight that not good. So it's definitely worth looking into maybe some type of intermittent fasting, maybe looking into some type of like lifestyle change while streaming, just safe and healthy. Because streaming, especially if you're working like me, I work an IT job, work a desk job, so I don't move a lot. And then to come home and, you know, work 8 hours, and come home and work in front of the computer again for another six, it's not a lot of time and activity. And then you know, eat on those. I love to eat. Like, I fucking love food. Just give me food. Just let me gorge. I will eat everything and anything. I'm like a human garbage disposal. Like, nom, 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 nom. Eat, 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 eat. But it's not good. Like, I looked at myself in the mirror the other day. I'm like, what the hell did I do? I busted my butt doing Tap Out XT for a long time. I don't know, 2 years. I went from 300 pounds to 215. I was the best shape I was ever in besides being freaking 18 years old and having a six-pack. You know, looked like a freaking Michelangelo statue. But, yeah, I was chiseled. But that's any 18-year-old pretty much. So now, you know, you get into your 20s and your 30s, and things start slowing down. Maybe you're not as active because you're comfortable, or go through, you know, a life-changing event like a divorce like I did, and that kind of threw me off. Knocked me off my freaking game, and, I actually stopped gaming for about 2 years. That was when I had a break between World of Warcraft. I just stopped gaming altogether. I picked up Final Fantasy XIV, and then I just bag of chips in front, you know, just depressed. So I got my mental health in check. So I can feel better about me and how I'm dealing with life, because at the time it was, you know, oh, woe is me, I'm divorced, this, that, you know, I can't believe this is happening, I can't believe I'm going through divorce, you know, oh my God, my kids hate me. It played a lot on you. Like, it was nuts. It's nuts. And how mental health can affect your physical health is just crazy. And you gotta find balance. So if you're struggling with weight, maybe, you know, maybe there's a deeper science to it. It was a deeper science to it for me. I needed therapy. I go talk to somebody. And I did that for about a year. I went in every Tuesday and spoke to somebody about whatever's going on in my life. Whatever. Did not matter. Had a bad day at work, I bitched about it to them. I had stuff going on in my divorce I didn't like, I bitched about it to them. There's solutions I was trying to find, we came up with solutions. And then I finally had a place where I'm happy again. I am happy with streaming. I'm not happy with my job currently, but I'm trying to change that. I'm not one of those people who sit there and say, oh God, it sucks, I'm never going to get out of this place, so I'm going to make a change, because I'm not enjoying what I'm doing. So I'm not going to eat shit for the rest of my life and say, no, this is the best it's get. No, I'm going to suck it up and find something while I am building the side business, this empire that I want, and because everyone has to survive. Everyone has to find a way to survive, right? So I'm looking to swap jobs. I interview May 17th. I'm very excited about this. I'm going to fucking nail it and get that. I'm probably going to end my streams a little bit earlier so I can get up at 5:15 in the morning and bang out for a 5-minute workout, because that's important, because I want to burn the calories. I want to burn that weight that's already there. I don't want to work off what's I already eaten for the day, which is a great way to probably build muscle, but I want to get tone. I want to drop weight again. I need to go from 250 to 215. It's a very good weight for me. I just want to feel healthy. Like, I feel great this morning. It's the best I felt waking up. And the best way I find doing it is I use my phone for alarm clock. If my phone is next to me, when it goes off, I pick it up, hit snooze, and roll back over. And that's bad. That's bad. So it went off, I put it out, I fell asleep on my couch last night watching whatever show. But I left my phone on my desk in my living room. So if I was in my bed, I would hear it, and I have to freaking wake up, walk out to the living room, and get my phone. So I had to get off my freaking couch, go to my desk, and get my phone. Once at that point, I'm up. Let's go. What I also like to do, if I know I'm going to be working out the next night, the next morning, is I wear workout clothing to bed. Shorts and a shirt. Maybe, you know, if you're going to wear pants and a shirt, you know, t-shirt, and then, and there you go. You're set to go. One less thing you have to worry about. You're already set to go, and now you got the motivation. It's freaking, I'm doing Insanity Asylum. It's brutal. It's great. I love it. I did Tap, like I said, the Tap XT for a few years, and I love Tap Out, but I feel like I'm not getting the results right. So if you are looking for ways to get into motivated, just do it. Start working out. It's fun. It sucks. It hurts. You know, it's like, oh God, I'm working out. This fucking sucks. I don't want to work out. But when you're done and you look at yourself in the mirror and you're sweating and you're drenched and you can just feel your muscles aching and your abs are screaming and your butt is hurting and your legs are tense because you just did an amazing workout, you feel good about yourself. And that's the motivation. That's what's going to keep me going. That's what kept me going for Tap Out. I was like, oh my God. And I was watching. After I was done with Tap Out, I had a four pack. I had a four pack at like pushing 30. I was like, holy shit, you know, and it was amazing. The diet is also key too. You know, I love sweets. I love anything salty. Give me a freaking bag of Tostitos. I would eat the crap out of those. I love ice cream cake, especially Baskin Robbins, because it's got real cake in it. I'll eat that all by myself. I love food. Freaking ribs. I eat a whole rack of ribs. A steak. Give me a 20 pound freaking thing of steak. I'll eat that until my face is blue. But it's not healthy. And I can tell you right now, I was getting unhealthy. I could feel it. My pants don't fit right. My suits don't fit right. I don't need a six pack. I don't need a four pack. I want to be slim. I want to fit in my damn suit. I want to look damn good in my suit. That's what I want again. So I'm busting my butt to get that. I hope, you know, if you're really thinking about doing it, just jump on it and do it. The worst thing you can do is just think about it and think about it and think about it. Stop thinking and start doing. Because the moment you start doing, the moment you start feeling better, feeling better about yourself. And that's important. That's extremely important. Because weight just isn't a physical thing. It can mess with you mentally. It really can mess with you mentally. And I've went through that. When I was 300 pounds, living in North Carolina, before you, I went through, I was in depression again. Got 300 pounds. Oh, I'm never going to lose weight. I'm so fat. Let me shove another freaking piece of cake in my mouth because it makes me feel better. You know, you got to bust your ass. Nothing comes easy in life. Everything's you have to work for if you really want anything. Just like as hard as you're putting into your streams and to your other content, you got to put into your workout and to your diet, or not even diet, it's not even a diet. I can't say the word diet because diets, for me, a diet has always failed. For me, eating is a lifestyle change. And it's not, I'm not going to count calories because counting calories, just I can't be bothered counting calories because I still want to eat what I want to eat. So I'm going to eat what I want to eat, just at smaller portions and not a whole bag of chips. You know, when I was on Tap Out, I took a little cup and put like 10 chips in it and ate those 10 chips. And that was all I gave myself. But it wasn't that I said I'm cutting it out completely. It's like, no, I'm going to have it just in smaller portions of it. I'm not going to eat a whole bag of tortillas or Tostitos because, hell, I was depressed. And eating made me feel better. But when I started working out, you get just the endorphins that hit you. You're like, you feel good. You're ready to go. You're pumped. If you can work out in the morning, let me tell you, what a freaking change in the morning. Yeah, you wake up groggy. You're like, oh, God, he wants to be up. I want to be sleeping. Who the fuck does this? And your body's like, just go back to bed, dude. Like, this is stupid. No, fucking fight that. Yeah, 34 years old. Let me tell you, I feel every year older I get, I guess hard to wake up in the morning. I just want to sleep. Getting old sucks. I wish I had half the energy that my kids have, because that would be amazing. So, definitely get up, bust your butt working out. I'm telling you, you'll feel 10 times better throughout the day. You'll be more conscious about what you eat, because you just spent 45 minutes dripped sweat all over yourself, all over your floor, to burn those freaking 1,000 calories that you didn't even eat in it. That's 1,000 calories down. You're going to be more conscious of what you eat. You're not going to look at a freaking cake the same way anymore. You're like, well, if I have that, that defeats the whole purpose of today. So definitely, I think morning workouts, I feel, work a lot better than after work workouts. After work workouts are great because they distress you and, you know, they get you into a different mindset. Maybe you get, you know, relaxed for the day. But getting up in the morning hitting that gym or maybe doing an in-home workout video like I do and standing in silent, it just feels good. Like, you just, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to tackle the day. I know that I'm just more conscious now. I'm going to eat. I'm more focused. I'm more focused throughout my day. And my brain's just ready to go. So, whatever works for you, stop thinking about it and start doing. Just execute it. Just execute what you are thinking. And that means anything. If you're thinking about streaming, stream. If you're thinking about freaking working out, work out. If you're thinking about going on that vacation, go on that fucking vacation. Make it happen. Go. Do it. Life is too short, man. Life is too short. Life is also, you know, it's just, it goes by so fast. I will tell you that since I've had kids, it has gone by faster than I ever thought it could be. My daughter's going to be 8 in July. My son's fucking 5 this month. That's cumulative 13 years. It's like, what the hell? But since my son's been born, I'm like, holy crap, like, how? He was born around my 30th birthday. It's friggin' 5 years ago, I was 30. This is nuts. It's nuts. I just can't, like, it's just something I can't even, like, wrap my head around. It's just so much, so fast. And I enjoy every second of everything I do. It doesn't matter if it's bad or good, I have to enjoy it. Because you got one life to live, so make it your best life. Get out there, go get yours. Bust your ass mentally, physically, and get in that stream if you're thinking about streaming, because if you're not, someone else will, and they're going to take up that spotlight. So get in there, guys. I hope this reaches you guys well. I appreciate you listening to this. You guys are awesome. And, leave a comment, leave a review. I'll read them on the, as I always say, I will read them on the show, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Have a awesome day, guys. Happy hump day. Talk to you later. Bye.